Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Money. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Bain. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Yount reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Tom Johnson now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cubbage out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun is hit by the pitch. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyndman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Hyndman moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Bill Castro now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage bunts towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyndman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazcano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Lazcano moves to second. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lazcano moves to third. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Joshua picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joshua. Braun scores. Carew moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Stock moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Stock scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Weiniger scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Jack Hyndman. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Pete Broberg now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lascano moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lascano scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Bill Sharp pinch runs for Don Money. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiniger scores. One out. It's 8-4, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Heil moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Heil moves to third. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Gary Sutherland. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.